about this ministry. Now, we pray the Lord's richest blessings upon you and invite you to listen each Monday through Friday at this same time for the Movement of Christ broadcast.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Greetings and blessings from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I am Reverend Eugene Stevenson, pastor of the New Jerusalem Baptist Church in Alexandria, Louisiana, and New Beulah Baptist Church in Boise, Louisiana. The Word of God, Mark 16:15-16 says, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. And he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, and he that believeth not shall be damned." Listen to a gospel message already in progress.
Because that he had his been often bound with feathers, foresaid, and chains. And now you know he's smelling bad.
Yes, sir. Oh, yeah.
By now, because it's hot, probably. And he run up and down the grave, he ain't got no shade. Come on now.
Yeah.
He ain't took no bath. I know he ain't did that. He ain't got no Tide soap or no oxygen soap or none of that kind of stuff. He ain't got no polo green, polo blue. He in a graveyard. Picture yourself like that. Don't think you can't be like that. Don't think your mind can't. Now this ain't something I preach now. Because I was in the Old Testament. I like that Old Testament. But God led me here. Because if for somebody in here, his grace and mercy, what's going to bring you through what you're going through. His power going to bring somebody wherever they're going through. If the devil brought you to the mess, God has got power to bring you through the mess. And he says, I got to read them for y'all. Five said, all night. What did it say? No, it said always. Oh, I don't want to leave nothing out. Night. And all day, can you imagine? He wasn't even eating nothing. This man was in a bad fix.
Yeah.
This boy here was so demonic that he couldn't even eat. He couldn't even think for himself.
Yeah.
Bleed, because they say he was cutting himself with stones.
Yeah,
picture yourself like that.
Oh, yeah.
Don't think you can't get down to that level.
Amen.
Don't think you can't be homeless.
Amen.
That's right.
You're looking at a living testimony. Y'all know where I come from.
Amen.
You know where I come from.
My Lord.
And everybody say that to your friend, shake your hand. Them the ones that call them backstabbers.
All right now.
Smile on your face. You remember that song? But you got a friend in Jesus.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
I heard him say, oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Because James 3 said, all of our sins to bear. You got a friend in Jesus. And you need to, if you ain't got him, if you do got him, you need to try to keep him in your heart. Because God said, I dwell in the heart of man. Jesus is a spiritual thing. And all of us one of these days is going to be spiritual.
Amen.
Because the Bible says in the 22nd chapter of Matthew, they came to Christ and they said, now, the Sadducees, they didn't even believe in the resurrection anyway. They say, one of the brothers died and left the wife, and then another brother died and all this other stuff. They was trying to trap Jesus, but how can you trap God when God knows everything anyway?
Come on.
Jesus was a part of God.
Yes, he
was. God took us a part of him and say, look, that wasn't but a soul saved in the last world. I'm going to get some glory now. I'm going to take my son after 42 generations and send him down to planet Earth. And he's going to be lived like a human being. He's going to be tested. He's going to be tried. But he's going to die. And whosoever will call upon my name, on my son's name. That's why I want to say 9 and 10. Every time I pray, you know I bring it up. Mac, I said that if thou confess the Lord Jesus with thy mouth and shall be, let's back that thing up in Romans 12 and 1 say Paul and 10, Romans 10 and 1 say Paul say, brethren, my heart desire and prayer to God that Israel might be saved. Do you have some people in your family that ain't saved?
Right.
You know, I got some in mind. They're always trying to talk about you. They're always trying to bring up what you done did in the past. They ain't bringing up what they done now. But they always bringing up down here what you done.
That's right.
How you gonna be this and how you gonna be? What you mean? God looked beyond my fault this morning and saw my need. It's through his grace and his mercy. As soon as something happened, they'll tell you now I'm trying to get up in there and tell them I pray for them.
That's right.
I got a brother like that.
Right.
Always bringing up head. I'm talking about him here. I'm talking about on the radio to my woman here. I don't care. We was talking the other day. Yeah, you know, Dolly. I said, yeah, but Dolly got his own construction company now. Dolly done got it together now. Dolly still got his funeral home. Dolly still got it now. And he still got his wife. Don't tell me how good God is.
Yeah.
He shut up and left me alone quick. Because I can't talk about nobody.
Right.
And you can't write and talk about nobody. Because you were an alcoholic yourself. Even though you went to the military and you crossed every eye out of you, you still was doing something you ain't had no. Yeah, you got every eye across every teeth. You got PhD and all this kind of stuff. But God ain't interested in that. The Lord is looking for a few good men to go and tell somebody about the Lord and what he has done. He pulled me up.
Come on,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yes, he.
But drop down.
Oh, Lord, yeah.
Look at that 15 bucks.
Yeah.
I closed my Bible. I think the King came. Look at the 15. No. Let's go to the 14 verse. Let me show you how people are.
Come on.
Instead of them dying, happy for the man.
Come on, real.
They've been told the more Pharisees. Hey, let me show you something. Let's back that thing up by means a little further. Even the swine didn't want to be bothered with the devil. That's how crazy we is. Is in your Bible if you ain't tore it out? The demon say, can we go into the swine? Now they know who Jesus was. Here we are in our right elect man and still acting like we don't know who he is.
Say that. Say.
It's in the text.
Right.
Don't close the Bible. Don't open it. I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Keep the Bible.
Yeah.
And look down. They say in 14 verse, they say they went and told the religious leaders and all the folks. Now don't forget the dope heads wasn't even thinking about that night. The crackheads and all the folks, they wasn't thinking about Jesus doing no killing them. It was the church. That's what's wrong now. The church. Man, some people in church act like the world, worse than the world.
Watch it.
They went and told it. Oh, I know I'm right. I've been on this thing 25 years. And I know one thing. I've been up and I've been down. But the Lord will see you through every time. And when he bring you through, he touch people's heart, Diane. And he gonna bless you because you try to bless your pastor. I'm here to tell you, Diane, you better stand still for the Lord because the Lord got some stuff for you. Let me tell you something. God already told me, Eugene, whosoever bless you, I'm gonna bless him. I walk I walk. He said, go on over there and talk for the next time. So I said, he gonna be in the car. And I'm in the car today.
Yes.
Let me tell you something. When you want to wake up, you ain't got to have the time down.
Amen.
the 15th verse of that chapter, the Bible said that they came to Jesus.
All right.
Jesus, something, man. I'm gonna let that. I'm gonna
yes,
say.
Lord.
I'm gonna say.
Yes,
you know, in the old times they say, "I'm a powerful station identification." Miss Pat. Right. They came to Jesus.
Yeah.
That old boy that had been sick and acting a fool, running up and down the grave with the dead folks,
yeah,
wasn't smelling too good.
Yeah.
Wasn't looking too good.
Yeah.
They had to put Jesus out of the city.
Yeah.
But I thank God for Jesus.
Yeah.
Because he's very humble. And he got agape love in his heart. Something like I do.
Yeah.
I know what people are talking about me, but I overcome it with love. Because love covers a multitude of sins. I know when you're real, and I know when you're fake. But I still got love for the person. Because I want to see Jesus one of these old days. He told me, Eugene, I'm going to write it in your heart. And I'm going to make it plain for you. And there will be some people, and this was like 20 years ago, there gonna be some people that's gonna be jealous of the money that I used to have. Why, I'm like that. He took that money and made me rich in this. And I couldn't understand it for many years. Why he took my money? Had enough money to talk for me, but I was going down to a hell for a burning fire. For God I live, for God I die. Ain't he all right? He hated Jesus. They looked at him and they saw him. The same boy called him. That was crazy. He in his right mind. I said to the people, he in his right mind. And he can see now. They came to Jesus and they saw the boy. Jesus sitting down with it. Look beyond his smell. Look beyond how he looked. And hugged him and got down to that 19th verse. He told him, he said, "I'm going to go home. Tell your friends how I had compassion on you." Let the boy win. In the 20th verse, wrote that chapter to the city called the Capitol, and we told people, shall want you to see for yourself where I used to live in a graveyard. I used to live like an old rich man, but this man named Jesus, this man saved my soul. I know he's all right. Can I get a witness up in here? I know he's all right. Take seconds. Drop down to the 23rd verse of that chapter. Here comes Jairus. Fell down. Jesus' feet. Said, "Jesus, need you. I need you. I need you to come see about my child. Her name, to leave the tomb. The devil had got a hold of her. 5,000 people around this man named Jesus. Something about Jesus.
Thank you.
Do you hear what I said, Judge Brown? Brother Mac Bannon could walk. She had to live a good life. She had raised two girls. And the two girls she raised, they hadn't forgot where they come from. Do you know somebody like that? They hadn't forgot where they come from. Don't mama picked up the phone, and when you get old, don't nobody want to be bothered with you. When you get old, don't nobody want to have mercy on you no more. No matter what you done done, children today, they want to stick you in the nursing home. But I heard Sister Diane, the old lady, began to call her daughters. And her daughters began to say, Mama, I just want to thank you, Mama, for praying for me. Thank you, Mama, for getting down on her knees. I tell my wife all the time, I say, Lakendra, you just don't know where I come from. I come from a Holy Ghost family where they wore their dresses down to their knees. And grandmama, you get in that closet, she was kind of heavy, and she would barely get down on her knees, New Jerusalem. And she would say, Cavalry, go Cavalry. Surely he died on Cavalry. And she would say, Father, look over Eugene, because he can't see for himself. While I was out there running dope from here to there, Houston, Texas, Atlanta, and everywhere else, I remember the prayers of my grandmama. Thank you, grandmama. I know you're seeing me down there. Thank you for putting me to Mother of Bridge in New Orleans. Thank you. I need y'all to come. I need you to come see about me. I'm feeling the God alone. But the Holy Ghost got me now. I don't know if you don't feel the Holy Ghost, but I feel it. Whatever you can rest on you. I ain't that's on you. You know. But I know the Holy Ghost is here. She said, I need y'all to come home and see about me. But it came to pass when they went and saw about me. They said, Mama, we gotta put you in the old folks' home. Mama, what happened to you? We've been gone for 10 years, but what happened to you? And by that time, Mama, with a soft lavatory voice, she said, the Lord been good to me. They said, how can the Lord be good to you? And look how you look. And she said, sit down. I'm gonna tell you why I look like this. When you was a little girl and your sister was playing for the Slim Shacks, instead of her, she was trying to put your eye out. I got in the way and got the shot for you. Sit down a little more while. You see the bird that's on my legs. Why this bird is on my legs? Because I was playing around the fire, and one day I saw you about to get in the fire, but instead of you getting in the fire,
let us give the Holy Spirit a hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Advent song.
The bells of the church.
Good day.
It's over.
I have some healing.
Sunday school at 9:30 a.m., morning worship at 11 a.m., and Wednesday at 5 p.m., a Bible study. New Beulah Baptist Church, 908.